touchdown Bears! Going down the left side, diving catch by Langford.
Remember as a little kid, running the ball, just playing in the backyard, pretending you were who?
Yeah, I was an all-time quarterback and I always wanted to play safety. You know, I knew it before any game I had to get an interception. That's something I want to do, is throw touchdowns and get an interception.
A little surprised then maybe that you're a running back.
Yeah, I played defense in college, but I knew I always wanted to play running back. That's just something that I wanted to do since I was you know, younger and playing in high school.
Who did you have to watch?
I like Marshall Faulk. I like Michael Vick, Warwick Dunn.
Oh, the fast guys.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you got that kind of speed.
That's just something that I know since I was younger in high school that I knew if I could hit it full speed, it's going to be hard to catch me.
Not without struggles, though, right? Because your first 3 years, you're kind of a man without a home, so to speak, in terms of a position.
That's just from Coach D seeing me run and seeing I had the athletic
Mark D'Antonio.
Ability, seeing I had the athletic ability to play anywhere. So I was an athlete, basically.
Did you like it?
No. I didn't like playing defense. You know, I at that point, I was trying to do something for the team. But defense wasn't really, you know, where my heart was.
Did it challenge your patience a little bit?
Oh, yeah, it definitely challenged my patience. And I think that's what made me the person I am today. And I never knew at the end of the day that I was going to play running back. I just always knew I wanted to play running back, and I just kept staying positive. I knew all the time, like, I can be a good running back. I know I can. But talking to my dad, it really just helped me realize that, you know, everybody's path is different.
Did you ever have the conversation with Coach D'Antonio, I told you so, coach, type of moment?
Like, you know, whoever thought that, you know, from playing cornerback to playing receiver to playing safety, that I'd be the running back on the day.
Into the end zone, touchdown, Jeremy Langford. Touchdown, Bears!
He still joke about it and talk about it, you know, all the time when I see him.
If you would have played all 4 years at running back or all 3 years at running back and left early, do you think you would have been a higher draft pick?
I think, you know, the role that I was on was perfect for me. I think it had gave me enough time to get my degree, and I'm in a position now. I'm on the, you know, Chicago Bears, and I think I'm a great opportunity, you know, a place I wouldn't want to be nowhere else.
You mentioned your father. His name is Jeffrey, and if you can explain what he's meant to you and what he's overcome as well that has helped you in your life.
He was always positive, you know, regardless of the circumstances or if he had $100,000 in his pocket or if he had $1 in his pocket. I don't think you would be there to tell. When I was playing basketball, when I was running track and I was trying to get better, he was always out there with me. You know, he just never told me, but I could always tell that he wanted to be the best father he could be.
He did have a little trouble. Did it bother you? Did it impact you?
You know, everybody makes mistakes. It's just really how you bounce back from it. Now, if you look at him today, you can never tell that, you know, he had any problems because he still continued to help my little brothers. He could still continue to be ahead of our household. So it just, you know, he made a huge impact on my life.
You wrote him a letter too, didn't you, for a Father's Day?
On his birthday, I just really just said, you know, thank you. For him to have, you know, all the money in the world or be the richest guy in the world, you can never tell. And he always did what he could to get what I wanted for football or get what I needed for basketball or get what I need for track, just continue to help us out.
Does it matter to you you're in this building with this franchise and a great history of running backs from Gale Sayers to Walter Payton to Matt Forte?
I feel like I'm truly blessed to be here in this situation, to learn from a running back like Matt, to be under, you know, great coaches like, you know, Fox and Goose, who's doing a great job with, you know, using us in all different ways. So I feel like I'm in a, you know, great position and a great opportunity.